January 18th, 2016. The topic is Hishtadlut and Hashkacha. These sources, I want to thank Rav Asaf Bednar. He's one of the two Rosh Yeshiva in the Gris Kolel. He gives he has a series on YU Torah of Machshava Shirim, and I was listening to that recently, and he had a few Shirim on this topic. And he was also very nice to email me some of the sources, which I then collated myself into my own source sheet. But the ideas are through his presentation. We are going to see tonight three camps: a camp of the Rambam and the Ramban that's going to minimize hashkacha in this world. We're going to see a camp of starting with the Chovos HaLevavos, going through the Mesilas Yesharim, and ending with Rav Dessler's Michtav Me'Eliyahu, that is going to minimize Hishtadlus part of the equation. And then we're going to end off with maybe a middle Shita from Rabbeinu Bechaye and Rav Albo's Sefer Ikarim. So, of course, all these people knew all of Tanakh and knew all of Mamrei Chazal. So even if people here in the audience have a Gemara or an episode from Tanakh that leads one, you know, closer to one, I'm sure somehow the other camps would reinterpret it, you know, to fit their position. But again, anybody who's read other Sifrei Machshava, which coincides with one of these camps or has another idea that, of course, that I didn't cover, I'll be glad to hear about it after this year. So let's start with the source one from the Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam's Moreh Nevuchim, Perek Yud Chet. And he offers an idea that we've probably heard before, that when it comes to Hashkacha in this world, so the animal kingdom might only be ruled by a Hashkacha Klalis, more of a generalized sense of providence, and it's only man can merit from Hashkacha Pratis. And that's the first sentence. V'acha ma shehikda mosav miyot hashkacha miyuchedet v'min ha'adam levado mishar minei balei chayim. Okay, so man is above the animal kingdom. And then we can skip to where I underlined. However, even in man, there's a differentiation based on how much of perfection and Yedias Hashem that person, that individual person, has come to understand Hashem. And the greater his understanding and contemplation of Hashem is, then the greater that Hashkacha would be on that individual. And if we have a man who does not think about Hashem and has not perfected his mind to understand Hashem's way, then he becomes more involved. He's not one of the Yechidei Skula, and he becomes more underdressed. He won't be benefit from the Hashkacha Pratis, and that man would be more under Hashkacha Klalis, like the animal kingdom. And where I've underlined on the second line, Im Hashkacha Hi Nimshechet Achar Hasechel Kamosha Zacharti, if Hashkacha is proportional to man's Seichel and understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'lo Tiyeh Im Kain, so therefore, not every man benefits from Hashkacha Pratis to the same level, the Rambam says. The level of perfection that the man has and that person has risen to, that will be the proportionate level of more Hashkacha Pratis that man would benefit from. With that idea in mind, the Rambam, later on in the Moreh Nevuchim, Perek Nun Aleph, goes on to answer the question of Tzadik Viralo. And he says, where I underline, Ki kefi shur, he repeats this idea, Ki kefi shur seichel, kol bal seichel tiyeh hashkacha bo. So if I'm saying that the hashkacha is going to be proportional to the person's understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, his seichel, Va'ish ha-shalem b'hashkato asher lo yasur sichlo me'ashem tamid, and if a person never takes his mind off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then tiyah hashkacha bo tamid. Then Hashem's hashkacha is going to be on this man always. But he's saying va'ish shalem. But even great tzaddikim, who's an ish shalem and has perfected his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there might be times or ish shalem hashkacha asher tifaneh machshavto mi'Hashem tzad it. I'm sorry. Ha'hasaga asher tifaneh machshavto mi'Hashem tzad itim. There might be times where even this great man is not thinking completely about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, therefore, tiyashkarato bo ba'et cheshbo ba'Hashem levad. He's only going to have this benefit from this exalted level of Ashkacha Pratis only when his mind is completely devoted and in one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there might be times where even this tzaddik is not thinking completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at that time, v'tasur ha'hashkacha mimenu be'et asako isko. So then it can, during that time, hashkacha will decrease a little bit onto that tzaddik, but it won't decrease the same amount. It won't go down to a regular person's level hashkacha, but it's not going to be that perfect hashkacha pratis. But it will diminish a little bit, and it's at that those time, this is the Rambam's answer, that Ra can come to the tzaddik. But at least we see from the Rambam that Hashkacha Pratis is proportional to the level of perfection understanding that Hashem has, that the person has developed to Hashem. Yes?
We're talking about Hashkacha Pratis, but we haven't given a operational definition of what it is
exactly
on the Rambam,
mm-hmm. or what the benefits are.
Right. So to say from divine providence means that Hashem is, that everything that occurs to this person is coming completely from and directly from Hashem, and the person is not going to be subject to the natural world, to teva, to causes and effect in this world. But I think that's okay. But we'll see. But I think that's the.
So they can just sit back and
no
and the. The wheat will grow without doing
your efforts will make a difference.
But he won't be
that.
Right. But I think he won't be
and
subject.
The laws of nature certainly apply.
Well, he might say that no. The chance. Right. A chance effects of the laws of in this world won't affect this person. This guy will benefit from, I think, divine protection and divine providence, and live on a level of nace. Let's see if the. Okay, so the source, the third source of the Rambam, coming from his Peretz HaMishnah in the Maseches Psachim, Perek Dalid, and there it was talking about, he's responding to the discussion of Chizkiyo, I think it was, that was Nignaz, he hid a Sefer Refuah, and Rashi's Pshat in that Sefer Refuah was it was an actual medical book, and it was actually a great medical textbook. And Rashi says that it was working so well that if anybody ever got sick, all they had to do was look into the Sefer Refuah and they would be healed. And so they weren't humbling themselves and using the sickness to benefit their ways for impetus of teshuva, and they were just being healed. So Chizkiyo, with the consent of the Chachamim, hid this beautiful medical textbook. The Rambam says, you know, that's not, doesn't agree with that. It wasn't that type of book. Because, of course, if a person has a medical textbook and we're living within this, in this world, then, because let me, from sources 1 and 2, if it's only the Yisidei Skula that are living on this high level of Hashkacha Pratis, that means everyone else is living in the Olam HaTeva, and therefore everyone else has to do their hishtadlus, and because they're living in a world of cause and effect, and therefore, of course, there's a medical textbook, then of course we should benefit from medical textbooks. Yes?
He's not saying it's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tremendous amount of race.
Correct. Okay. Correct. But I'm saying if one doesn't think that they're on this madrega, that they're constantly thinking of Hashem or perfected their understanding to that level to benefit from Hashkacha Pratis, the ones that haven't, for surely are living, and if you want to, for sure living in an Olam HaTeva, and would have to work within that natural order. So the Rambam, just let me finish the source and we'll go back. So the Rambam was saying that he had a different understanding of what that medical textbook, he said it was a sefer maybe of kishuf, of things that were not permitted, or was a sefer of antidotes and things, and people were, instead of being healed, were actually using the poisons and antidotes actually to kill people. So therefore there was a good reason why it should be nignas. But of course it wasn't just a medical textbook, because that of course principle should take advantage of, and there's no, you know, just, you know, to take advantage of another medical textbook is perfectly legit, and it's no chisaron in a person's bitachon of Hashem running the world. So it's the so he and he gives an example. He gives it. Im ra'av adam, source 3. Im ra'av adam. If a person is hungry, and upana el halechem, so then he eats a loaf of bread. Right, he turns to bread. Vachlo shemitrapei me'ato hatzar gadol b'li safek, and this lechem cures him of the sickness of hunger. Right, so is a person going to say, if a person who eats because he's hungry, are you then going to turn around and see ha'im ne'amah she'hesia bitchono me'Hashem, that he's lacking bitachon in Hashem? Vavishotim yomaz, only, you know, fools would say such a thing. Ki kamo shani model Hashem be'eta ochel shem tzili daval hasir ra'ov oni v'hech yonotai le'uluki kai mani. Just like I thank Hashem, right, for giving me bread that takes away my hunger and sustains me. So therefore too, kach nodelo al shehem tzi refuah meharfuah meharmarpaah, right, that he has a refuah from the pharmacy at machalati kishash tameshba. So when I use that refuah, so I'll thank Hashem for providing that refuah, just like I thank Hashem for providing the bread. And I wouldn't have to say such a thing. I only have to, I just have to explain it this way just to knock down this other idea that's gotten out there.
So it's certainly not.
You were talking about Hashkacha Pratit as being protection and things like that, but I think that Hashkacha Pratit could also be looked at that it means involvement, which means also yisurim, also whatever, that Hashem is involved in your tikkunim that you need to be made, as opposed to not bothering with you. So it's right. Not, I think it's just protection and yisim.
Right, it's being involved. Being on, right, of schar va'onesh, and, you know, the world being run from gzeirot me'Hashem through his whatever his equations are that Hashem
designed. It also means
designed.
Being prevented from going in there to Israel because you hit a rock. That's also being prevented from going into Eretz Yisrael because you hit a rock. Mm-hmm. It's also a function of Hashkacha Pratit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Two sides of that.
I mean, you certainly see from this Rambam that he's not taking out any of the Teva.
Right.
Certainly
wants it, right? So I'm saying the Rambam is the one, and we say the Rambam, right? So the Rambam is working. I use this as the Rambam working, that a person should work ba'olam hateva and should do his shtadlus, because only Yechidei Sula can maybe rise above the olam hateva and have nisim.
Even those people have
right.
to eat.
Right, right, have to eat unless right. Okay, right. Okay,
yeah, they're not going to survive if they don't eat. Even those people.
Okay, unless you say right, unless you perfected yourself. Okay. Okay. So, and we're going to get to this because Rav Dessler is going to answer the Rambam's question and take issue with that example. Of the Rambam. The Ramban I'm putting in the same category as the Rambam and saying certain similar things in 4. Vadaki anisim lo yasu l'tova olara rak l'tzadgim gemurim olar shem gemurim. Hashem gets involved in those cases. All right. Aval habeinonim kederach min hago shel olam yased, goes by the natural order of things. Tova olara kederkam ucha ali lo sam. Rambam says again in source 5 on Perish Eov Perek Lamavav Pasuk Zayin. Vatam hazeh. Yadu Barur, and he's going to say, I think, the same idea. Ki Adam mipnei shehu makir et elokav, Yashgiach Allah v'yishmor oto. Just as a person, how much he's makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he will have hashkacha. V'lo kein shar habriot, she'inan medabrot, the animal kingdom that doesn't have this level of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'en yodim baram, they don't know their God, so they're only going to be involved in hashkacha klali. U'min atam hazeh yishmor et ha-tzadikim, so therefore the tzadikim will have a higher level of shmira. Ki kasher libam ve'enehem tamidim bo, just like they are constantly thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the point where a tzaddik who's constantly being clinging to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he never leaves this dvekut b'Hashem, he'll be constantly watched over by Hashem. Mikol mikrei hazman afilu. He'll live on a different plane. He won't be, living on these chance things of this world, but he would be living in on a level of nes. And according to his level of Dveikut Bashem, Yishtamer Shmiram Ula, he will benefit from a higher level of Shmira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Barachuk Menakel, and someone who's more distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'machshavato, Uvma'asav, in his actions and his thought. V'afil lo yitchayev Misa, even though he's removed from, but he's not to the point of being Mechayev Misa, from his sins. However, he can then fall prey to chance happenings and statistical happenings in this natural world. However, just intellectual honesty and the Ramban that just happened in Parshas Bo, and people have thought about these, because the Ramban from these sources that are presented and others seem to again say that for most of us in this world, we have to work within, we're not maybe at the level of complete hashkacha pratis, so we have to do our shtadlis if we want to have, to benefit from the results of those and have things in this world. The Ramban, however, in source 6, and one would have to understand and reinterpret this Ramban if my understanding of the previous Rambans were correct, where he would say a person has to do ishtadlus, one would have to then take issue with this Ramban. Umin hanisin hagdolim hamufarsamim, from these great open miracles that happened during Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Makot, adam modeh binisim hanisterim shem yisora terakula. So also, a person is also modeh that even to more hidden miracles that happen in this world. She'ein la'adam, because he says it very forcefully, and this is because he's going to say it two, it all boils down, all of man's mission is going to boil down to these two points. She'ein la'adam chelek b'torat Moshe Rabbeinu ad she'na'amin b'chol dvareinu v'mikreinu she'kulam nisin ve'ein b'hem teva u'minag shel olam. That until a person believes that all this world is just nes and there's no teva in this world at all. Bain Barabim Bain Biyachid, he said it was Sheyeda Vesheyode. So I guess that might have been a different line that he didn't put in. But he should also understand that all comes, and also be Yode, and also be Mode, and give Hodah to Hashem on that fact. Ela im yaseh mitzvot yasuchenu secharov, im yavor lehem, yachritenu ansho, hakol b'gzeirat elyon. So here the Rambam's going in, and this might be a little transition into the other Rishonim and more current, ending up with the Michta Me'Eliyahu, which is now going to lead us a little bit more to minimalizing Hishtadlut and saying that everything is a nes in this world. Everything that happens is definitely a direct decree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't really... we can minimize in that world our hishtadlus, because everything is coming from Gzeret, from decreed from Hashem directly, and our hishtadlus really doesn't affect that and can't affect that. Because how can our actions have results in the world? Hashem causes all the results in the world, and so let's see some of that. If that's true, then I'm going to go into source 7, and this is why this was like sort of new to me. These next reasons, I'm going to give about five answers. These five answers, but at least five answers of why, if a person is saying the whole world is based on hashkacha pratis, and the whole world, then why then, you know, then why we might even have to, you know, what's the role of hishtadlus at all if for the people that maximize hashkacha? So the Chovos Levavos is going to give two reasons of trying to say why a person would do hishtadlus, even though it's really hashkacha running the world. And his first reason is Echad Meham, source 7. That Hashem has decided, for whatever reason, to test us. Hashem wants to test man. Man has certain external needs: food, drink, clothing. And Hashem wants to test us if we're going to do this in a heter, in a mutter way, or in an usher way. Are we going to work on Shabbos or not work on Shabbos to get these needs done? Are we going to steal or not steal? So, so we have to do it in certain ways and at certain times. Okay? So Hashem, the whole reason for Hishtadlus, again, because he has to give a reason for it now, even though it's not that effective, is that Hashem wanted to test us and to do and to say, are we going to do it in a mutter way or an usher way? But in truth, but in truth, whatever was the Gzeres Hashem, that is going to happen. Our Ishtadlus are not really causing our results. We're only doing the Ishtadlus because that Hashem is like sort of testing us. Are we going to do this in a mutter way or an usher way? But even if we didn't do the Ishtadlus, we would get what Hashem was nigzar for to us, irrespective of our Ishtadlus. It's the beginning of that push of pushing Hashkacha. The second reason he gives, where I underline Vasheni, ki ilu lo hutzra chadam l'tarach v'lachzar l'saveiv l'havrat tarfo. If a person wouldn't have to work for his needs, what would he do with his time? He would misuse his time. Hayabo eight berodef achar aveirot. A person, you know, Rav Ben-Losh gave said, look, you have college students who really they're there to, you know, to develop their minds. Really, they go to class for 3 hours a day, and that's all they were. And the rest of the day, they have, you know, all their other needs are being taken care of. But what do they do with their days? It's more like, you know, 90% of college students are just partying, and so they're going to not use their time correctly to, you know, for Talmud Torah and mitzvahs and chesed and coming to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll be involved in other things and aveirot and other things that are not productive. But he won't, you know, develop it in a way that's letovat elokim if he had all that time. So hishtadlus, the second reason, is to busy ourselves so we won't come to have all this free time and not to use the time properly. And that's why he quotes certain Mamre Chazal, Yafa Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz, Sheigiyat Shneham Mishkachat Avon. When we do time, you know, Derech Eretz, that's taking us away from Avon. Again, that was that second reason. V'chol Torah Sheini Ma Malacha Sofa B'teitel V'goret Avon. And if, again, if you're not doing Malacha, you might lead you to Avon. However, what about the person who already has these two understandings, is beyond this time? If we won the lottery, maybe we have good values and we would use our time more in Avodas Hashem in a more direct level. We wouldn't waste our time and we wouldn't, and we've already passed the test in terms of understanding that of Hashem's Hashkacha. What would, what should we do? V'im hu migvir avodat elokim ubochir b'irato b'teach bo b'inyanei torato v'olamo. If we've already come to this understanding, then v'sar min advarim hamuganim v'chosef l'midot hatavot. Right, we've already had a good understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then yistalek me'elav torach ha'gilgul v'hasivuv v'havat tarfo. Then Hashem will take away all this need for hishtadlus, because you've already ha'yistaklut shnei ha'panim ha'nitzkim love habchina, the test, we've already passed the test, va'avita betova, and we already are using our time, you know, more correctly. So we don't need to be take this test or to occupy our time. Therefore, Hashem will give us things in a more direct level. We can do less hishtadlus. We don't have to work for these results. Kfi soko umazono, for our food, right? So that was two reasons. Again, according that the Chovas HaLevavos gives in terms of more on the hashkacha side and minimizing the hishtadlus side. The Sefer source 8, the Mesilas Yesharim, gives a third reason of why we have hishtadlus in this world. If really Hashem really is Hashem is running this world bashkacha pratis and is nigzar on all our on all the results, so then therefore why do we have to do the hishtadlus? So he says, kol mizonotav shel adam ketzuvim lo mirosh hashanah. All of man's mizonos and what he's going to earn that year has already been decided on Rosh Hashanah. And he quotes that Gemara. So then, ein adam nogeh b'muchan l'chaver afilo. Okay, so he says, ukfah haya adam yachol. So then a person, if everything is already being nigzar on Rosh Hashanah, all his mazon, a person then could, adam yachol liyot yoshev ubatel, a person could just sit back, and the gzera that was nigzar on Rosh Hashanah, gzer kitzvat mizonot shekatsulo b'Rosh Hashanah, that amount that he was supposed to already earn, that was already nigzar on Rosh Hashanah, haitam mitkayemet, would come to fulfillment. He doesn't have to do anything. It's already been nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. So why does the person have to do ishtadlus? So his answer is, the person has to do ishtadlus is because it's a knas. Im lo shekadam haknas l'chol bnei adam b'zeh tapecha tocha lechem. Just because after Adam HaRishon, Hashem gave a knas to man and says that a person has to work, b'zeh tapecha tocha lechem, but it's really only in a realm of knas. And don't think, it's not that your Zeat HaPecha and your Hishtadlut is really causing the results. The result has already been decreed on Rosh Hashanah, whatever you would get. But you have to do a certain amount of Hishtadlus just to pay the knas. And this is where a person has to do some hishtadlus just to pay the fine. Person doesn't, right? So if a person has to pay a knas, how much are you going to pay? Can you pay $1 or $100? Just pay the dollar. Do you have to work on 1 hour or 8 hours, for you? Just pay, why would someone work 8 hours? You're going to earn the same. Your actions don't have these results. Your status doesn't have the results, according to this idea. It's just a knas. So if so pay a little bit of knas. Don't pay a lot. Just pay eza hishtadlut l'tor, right? Ach, lo shesh shidlat hua mo'il. Your hishtadlus, where I asked the second paragraph, where I underlined, is not what's causing the result. It's just that hishtadlus is necessary because the caveman shital hare yotze yidei chavaso. But once you yotze yidei chavaso, you've paid some little knas. Then levachat shemayim shetishra alav. Then all the benefits from Yom can come down, that whatever was goes there for you. Ve'eino tzarech livlot yamav v'charitzut. He doesn't have to put charitzut, this real perseverance, into the persistence and vehishtadlut into the actions. Ki kevan sha'asa, where I underline adam k'sat malacha misham bahala ein lo ela liftoach bekono velo listal shum davar olami. So that's another idea that's coming from, again, I don't think it's from our worldview, but I was trying to, these were new ideas to me, trying to understand some of the reasons that might be taught for people who are who more minimalize hishtadlus in this world. It was come to more fruition, favored famously in source 9, which is actually on page 3, because I photocopied more from the Michtav Me'Eliyahu, Rav Dessler from Gateshead, and then Mashgiach in Panovich, and he wants to say, there's really no distinction between Nes and Teva. Hakol Nesu, everything is Nes. Kol Olam Kulo Ein Lo Shum Siba Zulat Ritzono Hashem. The only it's only Hashem's Ratzon which is manifested in this world. No other thing can be manifested in this world other than the Ratzon Hashem. Ritzono Hayinu Masav V'Hagato Ki Kasher Ritzono Mitaveh Me'elav. Hashem's will is manifest Me'elav, automatically and instantaneously in this world. Rag zeh, but if we see things, rag zeh she'anu korim lo neis, what things that we call a neis, if we see water being split, you know, or hail stopping mid-air with fire in it, right? We say that hainu ratzon, it's like hainu ratzon shitaveh inyan shelohu galeinu bo. It's just that we're not familiar with this. We haven't seen this often. So therefore, we call that a nes, right? V'zeh she'anu korim teva, and what we call teva is only something that we've come mugarlim bo, that we've come used to seeing, right? And why is this? So why is, if it's all really the Ratzon Hashem, if it's all really Hashem's Hashkacha manifest, and there's real no difference between, why do we have this world of, which seems that every time I drop a ball, it goes down to the ground? And why do I see, you know, science and causes and effect and, you know, laws that seem to work always? It's really done, v'yemakom l'nasot et adam. It's really, all Hashem did this all birigilut, and all this consistency and these scientific laws, which we think are something that is running in this world, it's really done to test man. Im gam bechazeh yirach et ratzon Hashem levad. Is he going to think that there is such a concept as teva? Or is he going to believe that really it's only in this world Ratzon Hashem? Oh, yachshav ki masar Hashem yishbal kochot l'teva. Is he going to think, because he goes so far, people could give the answer and say, look, there is such a thing as teva, a natural order, but it's Hashem who gave the power over to the teva and is running the world al derech teva. He doesn't even want to say that, we'll see very clearly. He says there's no kli called teva that's being used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's all direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki maser Hashem yishbal kochot l'teva, uv'betoch ha-teva yesh gam la'adam atzmo koach l'fo b'derech tziba u'musubav. It's false to think that a person can work within derech ha-teva and come up with a plan to do actions that will have results in this world, because it's only Hashem running this world. And he says that there are four levels, he goes on to say, of people in this world. He says that group Aleph, that they think, in their mind, how things work one to another, right, in this world. And so they come up with a game plan, they come up with a business model, they come up with a plan, they wanna start working in this world. And they also, hand in hand with that, they also daven to Hashem, right? And they say mikomakos, because they say to Hashem, even though we've come up and we figured out the, you know, maybe how to get a certain result, they understand there could be other factors that are beyond my human control, right? And they're thinking, I can get sick. It could be global financial market shifts that, you know, that are beyond my control. So therefore, I'm going to dive into Hashem to control those things. And they also dive into Hashem. They seem like from people. They're also diving to Hashem, right? That they are thanking Hashem, that Hashem gave us the seichel to come up with this plan. They all realize the thing comes from Hashem. However, no. Aval be'etzem ha'inyan, but they think that the world runs b'derech hateva, with its natural order, science order, of causes and effects. And they think that their plan and their actions, they do it because they think they can have results. What does he call these people? He calls these people dualists. He thinks that these people think that you, they think your actions can have results, and Hashem has results in this world. It's only Hashem having results in the world. If you think your actions causes results in this world, then you're ascribing two sets of powers in this world, and you're a Balei Shituf, according to this machshava of Rav Dessa coming out of Mashkia Chapanovich. However, he says in Bet,
Dessa actually understood that if you took a heavy object and and dropped it.
Right.
That there was an equal chance every single time that it would go up and it would go down.
No, no. He says that it's there is no natural order and there's no laws of gravity that are causing it to come down. It's just that that nanosecond, Hashem's Hashkacha was that he wants it to fall. Why does God want it to fall all the time? He's already answered, because that...
To trick you into thinking
that there's such a thing as Teva, as opposed to believing that it's really always just Ratzon Hashem. Again, the whole...
As soon as he says "Ein bein nes v'teva kulum,"
right, right,
then you just flip everything,
right,
and say, "And there's no difference; they're the same, and everything's teva." It's semantics with the scientific
theory of quantum theory.
Okay,
which is that nothing is very definitive.
Okay,
quantum theory. Nothing is definitive.
Right.
It's a statistical thing. Most of the time, things happen a certain way,
okay,
but you can never really be sure of what's going to happen at any point in time.
Right.
And it's
only after observation, my understanding, then it somehow gains some sort of reality.
Observation affects the reality.
So also but he's saying, right, but it's...
So in other words, there's nothing really definite.
Definite.
So
that's, this,
it's
okay.
Easy to understand that there's...
Oh, so if
force,
nothing's very definite, then it's...
There's some force that could cause anything to happen and it's still
at any time. Right, and only once it happens, that's Hashem's...
The uncertainty principle.
So, right, so it's not a law of nature, but there's an uncertainty principle. So you say could come more in line, even more modern physics can come in line with this idea. So then he says the second level, which wanted to do this idea, he gives an idea. The second level is Yesh Mistakel Letoch HaBayit. A person is looking into a house. Derech Chor HaManul Shebedelet. He's looking through a keyhole, right? V'yireh Eit Koteven, and he sees a pen writing. V'lo Yat Adam, and he doesn't see the man. So what does a kofer think? Mm-hmm. A kofer thinks the pen is writing by itself. Teva just operates, you know, by the laws of nature. You know, these are secular, secular people think that science can be self-sufficient and it's just acting on the scientific principles by itself. Aval, right? When you open up the door, the person sees a man actually writing. So this mamin, again, and it thinks, so now we understand that Hashem is using kach, mamin yirsha, Hashem is baruch, hu ha'aseh, Hashem is really the force behind Teva. Even this understanding is not good enough for Rav Tesla, where I asked Rav Tesla, even these people are ascribing some reality to the natural order. They're describing it as a kli in Hashem's hand, and even that is not correct. Really, what is correct? The third level. Shabmet ain't shum mitziyot l'teva. Right? Aval Hashem Yisbaruch Birtzuno Hakol Nasem Memela Veloshach Kli. It's not a Kli. Teva now is not a Kli in Hashem's hand. V'Sibah Shish Tamesh Behem LaMaseh, which just Hashem every nanosecond Hashem's Hashkach in this world. I just wanted to interject. I mean, I can understand an answer of where we can answer. I mean, I should have said this later on, but you know, Hashem, you know, Arishtadlus maybe can causes have certain effects, but of course, that Hashem at every nanosecond is being Yotzeh the world, that he allows atoms to exist, are only because he's willing every single atom, every single molecule. Maybe we can answer some of these Gemaras, Marma, Kazal. On one level, everything, I shoot a gun, you know, to you, right? So, on that Hashem allows the bullet to still exist, or allow me to still exist. So that's, and my results have a certain action. So you can say it's maybe attributed to Ashkacha. This is my idea now, because that world and every is not tov avo at that moment, and so therefore, yeah, everything that happens is Hashem Hashkacha, because the world still existing is Hashem Hashkacha, because he's sustaining the world in every second. However, on the other hand, where you talk about Ishtadlus and having cause and effect, that's on a second level of reality, where once that has happened, you know, actions are having results. But I don't know why I just injected that now, but I just did. Yeah,
you can look at it a very, very different way. That Ishtadlut does not mean creating cause and effects. It means that Ishtadlut that we do creates our kli to receive what Hashem does.
Excellent. That's going to be a middle ground of in the third position.
Rav Defla's position was clearly a historical reaction to Zionism.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. For man's initiative to take the geula and
Zionism, to try secular Zionism, okay, said Kochi va'otzem yadi. Anyone who sings the Hanukkah songs know that that's what they felt.
Right.
And this was his reaction. It's a polar reaction.
Instead of Mi Yimalel Gvurat Yisrael, they were singing instead of Mi Yimalel Gvurat Hashem. So they were right. So that was a reaction to that. Okay.
It's not only, and this means dangerous.
This is these ideas were new to me. I'm not, I'm coming from a world of we're all going to work, we all went to college, we're all trying to put food on our table. We go to doctors, right?
Devil's children got sick.
Did he go to a doctor? Right.
He gave them antibiotics because he thought antibiotics worked.
Right.
Because the medical scientists have been able to recreate over and over.
If a fire happened in Bnei Brak, did they pour water on the fire, or did they pour gasoline on the fire?
Yeah, but there's no problem saying that there was.
But he says, but is there really a difference? He's trying to say between water and fire, or between but again, how we react? So we'll see. You're saying that's the test. Let him see. Yeah. Okay.
There's no reason not to say that the Ritzon Hashem is generally constant about certain things, and that's why we see it like a law of nature.
Well, that's what he said. That we're being miragat. That we see it as an observation because we've got accustomed to it because we see it all the time. But don't think that there really is. It's really happening as Ritzon at every second, directly from Hashem at that time. In the fourth paragraph, the end of the paragraph, last paragraph on that side, he answers the Rambam question about a person eating. So it seems to be that you eat bread, so you're doing hishtal because that's because our cells need nourishment. So we're gonna sustain it with bread. But why isn't that using cause and effect? And isn't it doesn't according to his theory. That shouldn't be. We should just be nena meziv ashkina. And why are we using the world and science and ishtadlis to eat? Uvamet hayaraui ki mi shelo yochal lechem. A person who doesn't eat bread, according to what I'm saying, really should live. Vasher yochal lechem, and a person who's eating really should die, because that person who's eating is thinking that his eating is sustaining himself as opposed to believing that Hashem is actually sustaining him. Fool that eats and wants to sustain himself by eating bread, he's a fool. He said, why is he doing that? Doesn't he realize it's only Hashem sustaining him? So he's used a natural reason to try to sustain himself. Now he's distancing himself. He's destroying the world because he's actually bringing teva into this world as opposed to just Hashem. So why does a person eat bread now? It's only because he goes back to his original reason. We have to bring out a possibility that people would mistake teva in this world. If Hashem would constantly keep people alive who never eat, that would ruin the experiment for everyone. Everyone has to believe, there has to be this experiment going on that people can choose, and if a person can, very obviously there was was living without eating, that would ruin the experiment. Then people would always realize that it comes directly from Hashem, and we have to have this choice to believe that, does it come from Hashem, or does it come from Teva? So therefore we eat to keep the experiment going.
And in addition, you have to have consequences, because if there are no consequences, then there's no b'chira chavshi, there's no choice. It's not only an issue of emunah, it's an issue of bechira chavshi. And also you have the element of that people are created with elokut to be mishutaf in the creative process.
These are all things I think people in this room agree with, and somehow I haven't read all of Michtav Eliyahu, but he's going to have to deal with this with these ideas. So he quotes, and this is Okay, I'm sorry, we have to go a little quick. He quotes Rav Zindel Misalant, and this is appropriate from the Power Bowl. I was going to maybe label this. So this is a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So what did Rav Zindel Misalant say? He's the Rebbe of Yisrael Salanta. So he says, Halo tzrichim la'asuk b'ishtadlut rak mivnei she'en anu ruim l'nisim gluyim. Avim kain, val korcho, I'm sorry, anu m'chayivim la'asuk b'ofan asher this hashkacha that comes down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, afshar lidlot be'ezah sibah, v'haratzel litot shehu derech hateva yavo v'yit'eh. We only have to do the level of hishtadlus that someone who's looking at it could mistake it as a reason of why we're getting what we're getting. But very minimal in Cain, b'zed nigmar hashiur. You just have to do the minimal amount of ishtadlus in order to keep the experiment going, so people can then just a little bit of so someone then can look at it and say, oh, there's a natural reason why this is happening, if it did happen, but realize it's not the ishtadlus why this is happening, it's just directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, v'alatzmo amar, what did Rav Zindel Misalan do? Ani konesh shtah agrala, I buy a lot lottery ticket once a week. I buy a lottery. I'm not going to get. Look, he never won the lottery. But Rav Zindel is saying, this is what Hashem would have given me even if I worked 8 hours a day. It makes no difference, according to Rav Zindel, if I worked 8 hours a day or if I didn't. I'm going to get what Hashem decreed, whether I work or not. And therefore, all I have to do, my ishtadlus, is just to keep the experiment going, and if Hashem wanted to give me the money and he gave it to the lottery, so other people could say, oh, someone has to win the lottery. But it's not that anything I'm doing is having that result.
This is the casino Vegas theory of hishtadlus.
I told you these are new ideas, so that's but I thought that's why I wanted to share it again. I think people in Israel I think have a higher learned sefer machshava more than it's not an excuse. Rav Dessa is going to say it's not an excuse for laziness. It's not an excuse. So his ishtadlus should be directed. A person has to use his kochot and his sfarot not to plan out how he can earn the money, but he has to use it to for Talmud Torah and for other for Avodas Hashem, not to try to think out things and come up with a plan to think that these things are going to work out.
Why do anything?
Right. Again, it has to be towards, not towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not towards, I didn't read through. I didn't sit there. I didn't sit in his base medrash. I didn't hear it, through. Okay,
the answer
to
why do anything is that we have the mitzvot to do for the purpose of Dveikut.
Right, right. So he says, he quotes the Mesila Shisharim, that the Hishtadlus is not a mitzvah, it's just a knas and a klala, and we can do just a little bit of it. And he goes on to the next paragraph saying, if you heard someone say the loha hinachnu klum lemikre, we didn't leave anything to chance, like we came up with that, we didn't leave anything to chance, that is another form of saying kochim votzi yodi asi liyasachay alazeh. They're two sides of the same coin. It's just a more modern way of phrasing it, and this is a form of kfira asher yachlo bishladam lishlupim krim in alam lasher chafatzu. These people think that it's a form of fear because they think with their hishtadlus they can affect things in this world. Umnan. But he still, did he tell his kolonikim, even, don't do anything? So even Rav Dessler didn't say that, because there's another role, and he gives us this, the fifth reason. Just to review, we said, is it, it's a test if we're going to do it, mutter or an usser way. There was an idea of, it was just to use up the time in a more, constructive way, not to do ishtadlus for, that we shouldn't have free time to do averos. There was an idea of that it's a knas. There's an idea, again, that it's a test to see, is it this teva versus direct from Hashem. And now, in the double asterisk where I mentioned, he's going to come up with another reason why we do hishtadlus. Rav Dessler says, Umnan, hametchazik beruchaniyut. Right? Uvarav hitlahavut vehitpa'alut yashlich kimat kol hashilot mimenu. If a person, right, in this zeal, takes away all hishtadlus, like you wanted to say, he wakes up and he's going to do away with what we said, all of this hishtadlu, v'yase kemasi Rabbeinu Zundu Misalant, and he's going to live on a level of Rabbeinu Zundu Misalant, and he's not going to do any hishtadlus, and he's going to try, okay, hine gam bezes hakanos lanav, it's dangerous to do this.
Yeah.
Why does he say this? Why? Ki hitpalut v'hit lalvut overet chayish maher. Look, this level of hislavus is going to can pass. Right, v'im Hashem Yisparach Menaseh tests him, v'lo yashpi alo et parnaso al yedei asiba haktana asher hechin, and Hashem doesn't give him his parnaso with the little bit of the lottery ticket that he does, or the little bit of ishtalus that he does. Right, all of a sudden his kids are going to be crying of hunger, and his wife is going to be saying to him, you know, where's the food to feed the family?
It was already
so therefore, right. So, that's what he thinks. That's what he wanted to think, right? And that's what he really, his Rebbe told him to think. It's all decreed. Don't do anything. So he didn't do anything. But a month later, his kids are crying. His wife is looking at him. What's going on? And then what he's going to do? He's going to second guess himself. He's going to second guess himself and what his Rebbeim said. Ulai chas v'shom lo yamad b'nisayon. He's not going to live up to this nisayon, v'itcharet amaseyu, and then he's going to regret his not doing hishtadlut. V'al Hashem mi'et b'hishtadlut, he's going to regret that he didn't do anything. V'tihei al hatov asher asav v'yarbel lachato, and then he's going to throw everything at out. What? I listened to my Rebbe who says hishtadlut has no point. It's all been decreed, and I did that, but look, it doesn't work. And then he's going to start being, you know, being kofar the other way and throw out everything that his Rebbeim said. So therefore, even Rav Dessler told people, it really depends on what level you're on. If you're on the level of Yisrael Salant, Misalant, Zundo Misalant, that you can, that you are not going to be angry at Hashem if it doesn't come to you, then that's the level really what you should do. To how much he wants to decrease it. According to his level. If he doesn't win the lottery, but he still won't throw everything out. But there's a balance here. If he does too much hishtadlus, then he thinks it has an effect, and he's a kofer that way. And if he does too little, and he doesn't get anything, and he doesn't pass the test, you know, he can be angry at his Rebbeim. So know what you can do? He might say, don't work 8 hours a day. Maybe work 4 hours a day. And if he works 4 hours a day, and then his kids are still a little bit hungry, he's still not going to look back and say, oh, my Rebbeim were crazy at me that I only should work 4 hours a day. Okay, I'm working 4 hours a day, and they're hungry. This is probably what I would have gotten anyway, even if I would have worked 8 hours a day. Maybe someone's at the level saying, I can work 2 hours a day, and whatever Hashem wants to give me, Hashem gives me if I work the 2 hours, and I'll be fine with that, and it wouldn't make any difference if I worked 8 hours a day, right? I'm not going to throw everything out if I still don't make a lot, you know, make a lot. He has to go down to that level.
And
Rav Dessler didn't leave anything to chance.
Why the lottery? It's expression of a lack of faith.
No, because he says you have to. No, he didn't say it. No, it's not a lack of faith because he says you have to keep up the experiment, and you have to do it in such a way, just if someone else sees that Hashem gave me something, think that it is through a derech hateva. So therefore, he bought the lottery ticket, not as a lack of faith, but as complete faith that it only comes to Hashem, and when I didn't earn it, this is exactly what I got, what Hashem wanted. But again, he had to do it in such a way that people can mistakenly think it came out from a natural source. Not from Hashem. Let me go on to, well, it's on 10, it's after 10, I apologize. Okay. I'd like to finish. So let me just have the last two. So last two sources. So if on the way we pointed out that, you know, either one, if you said we're living in like a Ramban and saying that really if I'm not on the level of Hashkacha Pratis, then God's influence in my life, you know, could be minimalized. I don't want to say that. And I'm not comfortable with saying throwing away all of, you know, science and cause and effect and the olam hateva, what I see around me and how I think that if I do things, I've seen that they've had results, and you want me to, you know, just take that all away. So then there are two other more medium approaches. So the source 10, Rabbeinu Bachaye, not to be confused with Rabbeinu Bachya, which was the author of this, the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, Rabbeinu Bachaye, who lived about 200 years later, wrote on Vishalach. And he says, he quotes the pasuk that says, "Sus muchan liyom milchama." You prepare horses for battle. Well, Hashem hachua, but Hashem is the one that causes the salvation. So you might think that this is similar to Rav Dessler to what we just said. No, there's a major difference. You know, to Ravina Bechai, he says to get a more minimal approach. Because what does he say? Shalom Melech Al Vashalom Yasir Kol Adam Bekatuv Hazeh. In this pasuk, he's telling us from Mishlei. He's telling us what. She'asa kol davar. Okay, the test is: do you do minimal hashtadlus or do you do maximum hashtadlus? He's saying a person should do kol davar. She'istarech lasot v'derech hateva kol ma shebekocho. A person should do everything a person can b'derech hateva and all his hashtadlus b'chol kocho. Right? But then realize that the rest and the results are in the hands of Hashem. Similar
exactly
to what you wanted to say. Right. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Because what is he? How does he explain the mechanism? What's the next word? The absence of that. I'm trying to say that it only comes, I'll say later on, that the nace and the shefa and the hashgacha from Hashem comes through the mechanism of, I want to say almost through teva. But if you want to go to war on your enemies, so it's proper that a person should make weapons and have a cavalry to do battle. A person should do that. And after a person does all his efforts, and all, I'm saying, his, you know, to a maximum degree, kol hachanotav, all his preparations, but then he says the results are only coming from Hashem, not from not from efforts. Where I underline, ki kol ha'inyanim ha'ela heim hachanot lasot ma shebekoch adam lasot b'derech haminhag v'hateva. And then afterwards, v'achakin yifol ha'neis akol ma'asei ha'teva. That's the one I want to say. And then the neis happens, but a neis doesn't happen me'alav. A neis, how Hashem works his hashkacha, a neis happens through my efforts of derech ha'teva. So it's sort of like this middle ground that a person should do. Hashtadlus is necessary because that's the way that Hashem's Hashkacha comes to us in this world. Mikomakom ba mitzvah the Torah, and it's a mitzvah of the Torah. Listen, lasot that hashtadlus v'achanot ha'elu, to do your preparations v'achakach limso ha'inyan l'mishe etchua lo, and then you should daven to Hashem that it should be matzliach. But when it's matzliach because you did the hashtadlus, and that's the vehicle where Hashem is giving you the bracha. Sefer Ikarim, Rav Albo says it again, maybe a little differently, and he says hacharitzut. Again, this is again charitzut, perseverance and real heavy hishtadlus, not minimal hishtadlus like we said. And this is why it's the minimal position. Mo'il v'achrachi b'chol davar min ha'pu'ulat ha'enoshit. Rav Albo says you need hishtadlus, in this world. And he goes on to explain v'zeh shekol davar she'egeh mishnei po'alim, everything that has two causes, then both of them are necessary causes for the effect to happen. So he's going to say, wheat growing from the ground is dependent on the farmer working the soil, and rain coming down from the shemayim. So you need both. So my hishtadlus is a tenai, right? So when Hashem goes there on Rosh Hashanah, then I'm going to earn $20,000. If I'm going to earn $20,000, I'll tenai that I do my hishtadlus for $20,000. If Hashem goes to $50,000, I have to do $50,000 worth of hishtadlus but if I do less hishtadlus, I was gonna go there $100,000, but I only do $20,000 worth of hishtadlus, I'm not gonna get the $100,000. I'll tonight that I do my hishtadlus for this. And he ends, he says, and even in things, why is it important to do hishtadlus? Do hishtadlus because it's a tonight to get the result that was nigzar for you. So that's why. And then, even if it wasn't nigzar for you, it's still good, he ends off by saying, and this will end, to do hishtadlus. Why? Because if you see, sheyireh ha'adam, shishtalel b'charitzut gadol, lasig tov, if a person, tov ma, tachlit ma, velo sigu, a person does this hishtadlus, and really, to get a certain result. and he sees that he didn't get the result. But really, for all, you know, logical reasons, he put in the effort, and really that result should have come to him. But now it doesn't come to him. So then he realizes, even that is important. He realizes that it was a gzeirat Hashem not to get this. In mitzad onish, because Hashem is giving him an onish for his sins. Or mitzad shein zchuto maspik, maybe he doesn't have enough zchuyot to get that result. So therefore, and then he would use that, or rachamim, or matana rachamim. Yes. So to end off, we saw that in terms of we saw the Rambam for sure, and the Ramban and most of his sources, although we have to understand what he said in Parshas Bo, seem to say that there are different levels of Hashkacha Pratis, and on Yechidei Skula that have perfected themselves in terms of their knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are beneficiaries of a very high level of Hashkacha Pratis. Other people might not, and therefore if you're not beneficiaries of that high level of Hashkacha Pratis, it makes sense according to these people to do Hishtadlut in the Olam HaTeva, because they're being governed by the Olam HaTeva. So that was one. Then we saw the Chavos HaLavos and Mrs. Yisharim and Rav Dessler, who tried to say that really all that's in this world is direct hashkacha and minimizing hishtadlus, either because we mentioned that it's a test that you're going to do it behetor or beisur, that's why you do hishtadlus, or is to make sure that you don't have time to go and sin, or because it's a knas, or because you said you have to keep a log, you do hishtadlus just to keep the illusion going, so a person should have choice to say, is there such a thing as teva, or realize that it's all from Hashem. Or he also do the last reason he gave, you do your hishtadlus because if you do too minimal hishtadlus and you're not up to the test, you might chuck the whole system and that would be bad. But we saw that Rav Dessler even came to the point where don't even say that the Olam HaTeva is a kli in Hashem's hand, that it's all direct from Hashem. And then we saw a mid approach, which says that a person should do Ishtadlus, and do Ishtadlus b'chol kocho, because that, according to Rabbeinu Bechaye, is the mechanism of how bracha and hashkacha comes to you in this world, or how the Sefer Yikarim said, no, do Ishtadlus, of course do Ishtadlus in this world, because everything that comes in this world, you got your gzeira, that you would earn that money, but it's al tanai that you would do the Ishtadlus. So therefore there was a double tonight. It's like a series. You need both switches down in order to get your result. The Ishtadlus and the Gzeiras Hashem.